This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Monday, March 5th, 2018. We'll learn the third to fifth Mishnayos in the third chapter of Mishnah Sota. We continue our discussion of the exemptions from a voluntary war. So the third Mishnah tells us, Ve'elu she'enan chozrin. All right, last week we saw those who come back from war. The Torah had a list of people. Here are the people who don't come back at all. Habone Beit Shar. Right, you're building a gatehouse. They used to have houses for the guards at the gate. That's not a house. When the Torah says, you know, if you built a house and you didn't, you know, yet use it, etc., that's a house. That's not a guardhouse or a gatehouse. Achsadra Mirpeset, if you built a portico or a porch, those also don't qualify as something you get to come back from war for. Hanotea arba ilanei machal. If you plant four fruit trees, right? We saw on Friday, five gets you home, four does not. V'chamisha ilanei srak. If you plant five non-fruit-bearing trees, regular trees, doesn't get you back. All right, now we move on to the marriage piece. Hamachzir et grushaso. If you remarry a woman you divorced, right, that's the old halachic joke. Not too much happiness in that. And therefore, you don't come back. I guess you're not looking that forward. Right, you don't get to come back for war. Almana l'chohen golo grusha v'chalutza l'chohen hedyot mamzeret unesina l'Yisrael. These are the prohibited marriages. And a Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Almana. If he does, he doesn't come back. Right? A regular Kohen cannot marry a divorcee or a chalutza, right? One who did not chose to not perform levirate marriage, the Yibum. So Grusha v'chalutza, who are marrying a regular Kohen, not the Kohen Gadol. Mamzeret unesina liYisrael. Right? A female mamzer, the product of a union the Torah deems one of the arayos, those illicit relationships that are prohibited. A nesina, right, was a, right, you see here in English, they descended from the Givonim, weren't allowed to marry them. Right, if a Jew marries one of those women, doesn't get to come back because those are prohibited marriages. Same thing, bat Yisrael l'mamzer u'l'nesin. Right, if a Jewish woman marries a mamzer or a nesin, they do not come back. Lo haya chozer. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda adds to that list, Afabone Bayit al Mechono. Right, if you kind of rebuild the house on your foundations, lo haya chozer. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Afabone Beit Levanim b'Sharon, lo haya chozer. Right, if you build a brick house in the Sharon region, you also would not come back. The Gati says that those houses were not, for whatever reason, the area, those houses did not last long. They were impermanent, and therefore you didn't come home. Mishnah Dalet now goes on, not only is there a category of people who come back, right? Those people who came back did have to help with some of the stuff, the roads, whatnot. Ve'elu she'en zazin min koman. This is a list of people who do not move from their place, which means they get to stay home. They don't even have to help on the front. Bana bayit v'chanacho. We had before, you built a house and you weren't chonech, you didn't dedicate it. Now you dedicated it, but you didn't get to live in it. So I can't quite decide if I think this is counterintuitive or not. But it certainly is what the Mishnah says. Right? Nata kerem v'chilalo. You planted a vineyard. You redeemed its fruit in the fourth year. Right? The first 3 years, orla, you can't eat from it. The fourth year, you redeem it, but you haven't actually eaten, so you're kind of further along in that process. It's not nata karen velo chilalo, but here you are, you planted it and you redeemed it, but you didn't get to eat it. Hanose es arusaso, you married your fiance, but you weren't right together. Hakones et yuvimto, you brought in your levirate marriage. Your brother's, your deceased brother's wife, Shinemar Naki Yelavito Shanacha. You get to stay in the house for an entire year. And they learn from that pasuk Leveto. Obviously Zebeto, that refers to his house. The word Yihyeh, Zekarmo, comes to include the vineyard. These are classic Limudim, right, where they learn things out from the text. Visimach et Ishto, Right, you make your wife happy. Zu obviously refers to his wife. Asher lakach, that you have taken. Right, lahaviyat yivimto, that comes to include, those two words come to include the yivama. Einan maspikin mayim umazon ve'einan mitaknin et hadrachim. They don't have to bring food and water. They don't fix the roads. They simply get to stay home and enjoy. Again, just a reminder, that is only in the voluntary wars. Mishnah Hay. At that point, v'yasfu ha-shotrim l'daber la'am. Right, the shotrim, here it's officers, some of the leaders, would continue to speak to the people. V'amru mi'a ish ha-yarei v'rach ha-levav. Yelech v'yashov l'veito. The one who is afraid, soft of heart, can go and return to their home. The question is, what does that mean? Right, it seems obvious. You go to war, you're petrified. So Rabbi Kiva Omer Hayarei Barach Halevav Kimashma'o. Rabbi Kiva says, literally, like it sounds like, the guy who's afraid and soft of heart. Right? She'ena Yachalamo B'Kishrei HaMilchama. He can't stand the battles, right? The fighting and war. V'Lirot Cherev Shlufa, and to see, you know, drawn swords. Not for everybody. That person can go home. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says no. Hayarei v'rach halevav. Who is the one who is afraid, soft of heart? Zamisyare min havero shebiyado. That's the one who's afraid because he's got some sins in his hands. He's afraid that he's going to die at war. He doesn't have merits to protect him. Lefichach talsalo hatoras kol elu sheyachzor biglalim. Then he says something fascinating. And therefore the Torah gave you these other exceptions so that the guy who's afraid can go home amongst them. So that he doesn't stand out as the big, you know, the big fat sinner, the terrible, hideous avarian. No, there's people going back who planted fields, who built houses. And you don't put up a sign that says, I built the house, I planted the vineyard. Everybody goes home. And it provides cover for those who are spiritually afraid of war. And actually, it's a fascinating discussion, not for now, but the implications for war, for providence, very, very interesting. Yosi Omer, Almana lechoin gavul grusha v'chalutz lechoin yedya mamzeres in nesin al Yisrael bas Yisrael lemamzer lenesin. Rabbi Yosi says he gives us that list of the prohibited marriages. Right, the almana to the widow to the kohen gavul the divorcee the chalutz to the regular kohen the mamzeres in nesin the female I guess bastardess if that is such a word and then the nesina to a right, regular Jew, daughter of a Jew to a mamzer or a nesin, harehu hayarei v'rach halevav. That is the arei and rach levav. So it's very specific and not subjective, right? The advantage of Rav Yossi is the objectivity, in all of the categories. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.